Hey there, successful mama. Well, I've been thinking about the holidays and this year and how we are stressed and overwhelmed and burnt out. And I was like, what do you need right now? So I went back through and looked at the top episodes and I realized that is what you need because that is what you are listening to. So we are going to review the top three episodes of all time and remind ourselves how our brain works. And we do what we can with the capacity that we have right now. And while I try to incorporate actual action steps in each episode, if that's too much right now, no worries. Just listen and learn and lower the bar. Now, I know technically it's already January and we feel like we should be getting back into the swing of things. And you know what? Transitions are really hard for us. It is hard for us to switch from one mode to the next. And you know, the holidays, everything kind of gets chaotic and our routines fall out the window, whatever we had of them. And it's hard. Re-entry into life is hard. So I was just tickled that this episode was in the top three because that tells me that the class that I'm teaching, Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms, is truly what you need. Now, this was the original episode where I talked to you about it. This past fall, and now we're wrapped up. We did the first class with the first group of mamas, and 10 wonderful women have graduated and made so many changes to their lives. I'm going to be talking all about the changes that they've seen over the next couple of weeks because I want you to have this same gift. Time Management Mastery is reopening at the end of January, so I want you to be in there with us. It's time to figure out how to get your life together and feel good about your day. And I want to be the one to help you. So know that this class is amazing. And it's even better than how I describe it here because we've zhuzhed and bedazzled and remixed and changed and made it truly what this group of women needed. And I believe you might need as well. To be the first one to know that the class is open, go sign up for the waitlist on my website. You can read all about the class and join the waitlist at bit.ly/ADHD framework. That's all lowercase letters, bit.ly/ADHD framework. So now let's talk about how to have a less chaotic day with one of the top three episodes of all time. Do any of these sound familiar? I'm so disorganized and scatterbrained. I have trouble staying on track and keeping up with the plan. I was kind of able to life hack things before having a baby, but ever since I had the baby, I can barely figure out how to put one foot in front of another. I'm completely overwhelmed, and I haven't even started back to work yet. I don't have time to get anything done. There's household chores, work, toddlers, parenting, relationships. How are we supposed to stay on top of it all? I don't have time to exercise or do self-care. I just feel like I'm failing at life. I'm drowning in clutter and chaos. Never consistent with anything. I'm always a day late and a dollar short. I don't even have motivation for the basics. Well, mama, these are all things that my mama said before they started daily planning for ADHD moms. So I have a feeling if I've got this many mamas saying this many things, there's a fair chance that you feel that way too. So let's talk about why is it that our day feels so chaotic and out of control when we have ADHD as a mom? Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, Successful Mama. It's your friend Patricia Sung. Before we jump in, let's read our review of the day. Today's podcast review comes from Abundant Mom Life Melody with 5 stars. ADHD aha moments. As a mom parenting 2 boys with ADHD and living with a spouse with ADHD, it's always helpful to understand them better so you can create structure and routines to best help them manage their day and live a joy-filled life of abundance. Thank you so much for leaving your review. It makes my heart so happy. And Mama, I hope that you will leave a review too. Let me know that I'm not just talking to myself.
And I love to hear your feedback.
I think it's safe to say that we all feel like our day is totally out of control. We don't have systems that make sense for our brains. We're trying to juggle all the balls, usually by memory or trying to do it how non-ADHD brains do it. And those solutions just aren't going to work for us. How do I know? Because I have tried 45 different systems. I read all the books, I learned from all the gurus, I took all the classes, and while all of their ideas sounded good, I just couldn't keep up with them. I tried. I kept learning new systems and trying that one and another one, and they never stuck. Until now. The system I'm using currently, I've been using for over 2 years, and it works. It is so good for ADHD brains. Now, don't get me wrong. Do I follow it to a T every day? No, I have ADHD, right? I planned it so that if I miss something, it's fine. I know when I can get it done otherwise. It's an ADHD-friendly routine. And it's not the exact same routine every day. I've modified it because it was different from when I had babies versus toddlers versus kids in school. It's a different frame for my ever-changing life and my ever-changing artwork. But I always have frame and I always have art. Because your life is the art. You are building a beautiful family. Your children, maybe a spouse, family, volunteering, maybe work, community, friendship. All of this is the art. This is the beautiful part of your life. But what are you doing with your art? Is it crumpled up on the counter, like under some paperwork that needs to be done? It's all wrinkly, it's got some juice spills, or under some dirty dishes? Or do you hang up your art? Because when we have valuable art, we hang it up. That's how we appreciate it. That's how we view it. When it's on the counter, nobody sees it. It's not respected. It's not enjoyed. It's basically just glorified counter trash. We want to put our lives, our art, in a frame and display it where everyone can see. The frame gives the art structure. It is protected. The art is supported. It can be hung up. It can be enjoyed by all, including you, because you matter. But the frame is not the centerpiece. No one's marveling at the frame. Not like, ooh, is that a mahogany frame? I can tell it's very fancy. No, right? Nobody looks at the frame. They're looking at the art. The frame serves the art. The rhythms and routines that you create in your life are the frame for the beautiful artwork of your life. Just like the frame creates structure for the art, it supports it, right? Your rhythms and routines create structure in your day. They support you because you know how to get all the required stuff done, you know, the laundry, the meals, the washing dishes, and then they protect the fun stuff because that's what gets pushed aside. When we get overwhelmed and panic takes over, we don't enjoy. We get caught up in all the responsibilities that we didn't finish and we stop having fun. We stop enjoying our families. We're not taking care of ourselves. And the responsibility overcrowds everything so that you're not enjoying the good stuff. But it's important for us to remember that the frame is not the main draw. Our frame should not take over our artwork. The frame is small enough that it does its job, but it's sturdy enough that it serves the life that you have and the responsibilities that you need to get done. The frame is also not a prison. It's not a steel cage. We're not looking at our art through metal bars, right? We don't want so much structure that we're suffocating or we're enslaved to the process. The rhythms and routines are meant to serve you. We don't need to plan every minute so that at precisely 11:34 a.m. we begin lunch prep. We want to have flexibility that it fits you and your day because every day is a little different. Every season's a little different. But we do need anchors because when we don't, all of a sudden it's 3 p.m. Everyone's grumpy because no one ate lunch and it's just a hot mess, right? So we need some structure, but not so much that we're like suffocated by it. And we also need to make sure that our framework matches you. It matches the art, right? You don't put a giant framework for a tiny piece of art. It does need to be the right color and the right shape to match the art, right? The routine has to match your life.
So I'm not encouraging you to do sunrise yoga, affirmations, and drink a coffee in silence. If you're currently rolling out of bed to your toddler crying at 9:30 or flying out the door 20 minutes late for work every day, we are looking for realistic goals for mom life, for ADHD life. If you want sunrise yoga, we can get you there eventually, but it's not tomorrow. We need to make sure that the routine and the rhythm that we're creating makes sense for you. Do you wish there was a way that you didn't feel like you were failing at life every day? I know what it's like to feel like you're running around all day like a headless chicken, stressed because you're late to everything, and when you finally sit down at the end of the day and the kids are in bed, you think, I didn't get anything done. And somehow your to-do list is longer than when you started out this morning. We're tired, we're drowning, and it feels pretty hopeless. Being a mom is hard, but being a mom with ADHD is overwhelming. But imagine, there was a day where there was no Mount Laundry, you know what's for dinner, you can see the kitchen counter, and you actually did something kind just for yourself today. Hey, we'd be happy if we did just one of those things today, right? This is why I created Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms, where I teach you how to create a rhythm for your day in an ADHD-friendly way that puts most of the lengthy to-do list of motherhood on automate so you don't have to think about when you're gonna sweep next or how you're gonna find time for yourself. You'll be able to make a plan for your day that is fluid enough for your ADHD brain to stick with, but structured enough where you feel like you're in control. Remember, our rhythms and routines serve us. We aren't the slaves to them. Over the next 7 weeks, together, we'll create a flexible framework for your day and join a community of moms who understands you, who are cheering you on and say, I'm right here with you. Sure, we'll get off track. That's part of ADHD. But now we have each other for support so we can get back on track with a virtual hug when we're struggling. So if you're ready to lighten your load and figure out what makes sense for your ADHD brain and finally enjoy your motherhood, it's time to sign up for Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms. Class starts the first week of October, so make sure you sign up before September 30th. That's a Thursday. You can join me at bit.ly/ADHD framework. It's all lowercase letters. Now, this is the first run of the class, so that means you're building the class with me. You're going to get extra coaching time, and we're going to work through what do you really need to be successful in creating a daily routine that's tailored for your life. Join me at bit.ly/ADHD framework. Again, all lowercase letters. And as a bonus, you can bundle with daily planning for ADHD moms and grab that one for $100 off. The deadline for this deal is Thursday, September 30th, so sign up now before you forget, okay? I can't wait to help you feel good about your day, but more importantly, I can't wait for you to feel good about yourself. The link is bit.ly/ADHD framework. So, Mama, I would love to see you in Time Management Mastery for ADHD Mamas with me next month. This is the test run. We're getting it ready. In 2022, the class will be ready to go. You'll be able to sign up anytime, but this is our first run. It's our test group. So you have me and a small group of mamas working together every week, figuring out how do we make a plan for your day that fits you, that makes sense for your life, and we're going to do it in 7 weeks. We start at the beginning of October. We're going to run through the middle of November, so we finish before the holidays, but know that you have support continually. Just like in daily planning for ADHD moms, we have the student community. It's online. We can talk to each other. It's a community full of moms who have brains like yours. We meet every week on Zoom for 30 minutes to go through any questions that you have, get you unstuck. Sometimes we just like give each other a bunch of virtual hugs and we're like, yeah, this is hard. You can do it. And we're cheering each other on. It is such a gift to be in that Zoom room with a bunch of moms who get how your brain works. It's literally one of the best feelings in the world to be with people who get you. And my support doesn't end after the 7 weeks. Like, we have quote unquote official class for 7 weeks, but we continue to meet every week. You will always have that support there. I am not like other people who are cutting you off at a certain point. Like, it's not a monthly membership where you have to keep paying over and over again. Like, this support is here. You join the class, you get your materials, you have a support group online, you have the mamas there to support you, and we all meet every week so that this support continues. I want this to be as ADHD friendly as possible. So if there's something that you need in order to make this a successful class for you, please send me an email. If you have questions, send me an email. Like, let's figure this out and make sure that this is a good fit for you. You will leave this course knowing exactly how you can plan your day that makes sense with your life, and you'll have a plan that's flexible. You can get the stuff done that you need to get done, but you have space in your day to enjoy your family. You'll know how to adjust the plan when the seasons change and kids grow, or you're having a rough day. You'll know what to do. You know what matters and what doesn't. We're going to have less chaos and more happy. Not no chaos, because we do have ADHD, but definitely less chaos. Now, today's the last day, Mama. Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms is available until today because we start next week. The website is bit.ly/ADHD framework. That's bit.ly/ADHD framework. It's all lowercase letters. And this is the time. Sign up. Today's the last day. Now, if you miss it, don't stress. The class will be available next year, 2022. Make a little mental note. It's coming. But I do know that if you are in here in the next 7 weeks with me, you are going to grow so much and have your heart filled up with community and love and support from the other mamas. This is a time where we're creating this class, making it exactly what you need. And it's a great deal because I want to say thank you. Like, you are helping me make this class what it needs to be for the hundreds of other moms that are going to take it down the road in 2022 and 2023 and 2024. As moms are learning that they have ADHD and they're looking for resources, like, this will be there for them next year, the year after, the year after, and you are helping me do that. So that is part of my thank you to you for pouring into the future of ADHD moms, is that I'm giving you an awesome deal and so much time with me. We're really pouring in and making sure that you have everything you need in this class to be successful, because I want that for every other mom that takes it too. The website is bit.ly/ADHD framework. And there is, of course, a bonus that ends today. If you sign up in this round of Time Management Mastery, you also can sign up for Daily Planning for ADHD for a steal. It is $100 off when you buy them both together right now. So if your calendar and your to-do list are out of control too, snag that while you can. And again, if you miss it, it's totally fine. You can sign up for Daily Planning again next week. It's still there, okay? This is a low stress environment, okay? But when you sign up for the bundle, you'll get your access to Daily Planning right away. And then we're going to start Time Management Mastery the first week in October. That's already next week. I know. When did October happen? I'm not sure. So I want to see you. bit.ly/ADHD framework, because I cannot wait to see what your life looks like next year in 2022. What is 2022 version of you saying to you today? Because what I hope she's saying is thank you. I hope she's saying thank you for stepping out and being willing to try something different that's scary, and like, what if it doesn't work, and overcoming all those fears to step out and do something that's uncomfortable and try. I know, because we fail at so many things and it's so scary to try something new. But that's why I'm here with you. That's why you have this community of moms here with you, is that you're not alone. You're not doing it by yourself. You can reach out and find someone who wants to partner with you. You can come to the meetings and see there's a Zoom screen full of women who are like, yeah, I get it. So if you're worried that this might not be a good fit for you, I want you to email me, send me a note on Instagram, ask me what your questions are, make sure that you feel good about joining this class. So ask away. And then join me in Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms. Together, we are going to make amazing strides in the next 2 months, Mama. And 2022 you is going to be so proud of you right now, because you're willing to step out. That's what it takes. Just one feeble, tiny little baby step, which seems so tiny, but think about how babies walk. It's so much work to take that one step. But that one step is the starting point to walking, to running, to being really happy with your motherhood and how you live life every day. And I'm here holding your hand, just like you hold your hands up to your little ones when they were first starting walking. Like, I'm here, I'm holding my hands out, and I'm here to catch you when you fall. Okay, I'll talk to you soon, successful mama. Have an amazing week.
For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.